Yes, we're going to let this song play for a moment, Break Every Chain, in the background, as there is power in the name of Jesus. Satan is trying to hold hostage and bring down the greatness of what's going on the radio, and we need to, out of the name of Jesus, to break every chain with that has us bound. Yes. Yes, break every chain. Yes, there's power in his name. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Break everything. Everything. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Break everything. Yes. 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 Thank you, Lord. There's power. Power in His precious name.
Yes, Master.
As I bring the music down some, what a great day today is, and welcome Sunday service listeners worldwide to Let's Do It Radio. Today is a great day, so we want to welcome Sunday service listeners to worldwide to Let's Do It Radio, sponsored by Do It All in the Mall. Today is Sunday, July 18th, 2021, and I'm your hostess, Ms. Inez, owner and fashion designer of Ana A. Salco Designs, broadcasting to you worldwide out of Yakima, Washington, with guest speaker today, Reverend Carolyn Williamson, who is also out of Yakima, Washington. Please grant her traveling mercies, dear Heavenly Father. Please visit the Clients Carousel. Under the client section, where all entrepreneurs from throughout the week can be found as they speak and bring their segments to Let's Do It Radio, found on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com, as well as their website. And Do It All in the Mall is a safe and secure shop, which you can shop online 24/7 for anything you need, as well as great listening entertainment each and every day, Tuesday through Fridays, and yes, on Sunday service. It's entertainment wherever you are, right at the fingertips. Is all you have to do is just go to the link or type in doitallinthemall.com and go to the right-hand side where it says Let's Do It Radio. Click on that banner and you are taken to the service of the day, the entertainment of the day, or whatever is happening during the day. So right now, we want you all to get your Bibles out, your swords, your words of wisdom. If you have to go through the internet, through the Bible Gateway, please do so. Because if you want to follow along with us, or if you just want to listen, you're more than welcome to do so. And we thank each and every one of you for joining us in today's service. Thank you, thank you, thank you. 1 Samuel 12:24. Fear only the Lord, and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider how great things he hath done for you. Isaiah 26:2. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen, amen, and amen again. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for a wonderful day, day which we had not seen before. We will hear True Vine.
God is the husbandman, and Jesus is the true vine. We are the branches that can bear much fruit.
Can bear much fruit, except ye abide in the vine. No more can ye except in me. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abides in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. He saved me, he gave me, he raised me. I can't tell it all, tell it.
I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me.
If I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't thank him for all he's done.
Tell it all, he's the true.
Can't tell it all. What he's done for me, he'll do the same for you.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. Yes, it did. Yes, yes, yes. Tell it all. Just can't tell it all.
We do not own the rights to any information or music you hear at Let's Do It Radio.
And please bow your heads for invocation. God of love, we trust in you with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding. We acknowledge you in all our ways and in all our coming in and going out. so that you will direct our path. Father, we do not rely on ourselves for effective results, but we are only human and often make mistakes. It is you who knows all things. So, Father, have your divine way in this church meeting today. Amen. Now we'll have a prayer by Reverend Carolyn Williamson.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we give you praise for this day, God, and all your many blessings that you have stored in it for us.
Thank you.
Thank you just for being God. Hallelujah. You didn't have to allow us to see it. You didn't have to allow us to be in it. But, oh, God, because of your mercy, hallelujah, as the scriptures say, your compassion faileth not, but your mercy is new every morning. We thank you, Father, for new mercy. And we thank you, Lord God, for everyone that will tune in to this broadcast. Lord God, we pray that our ears will be open, our hearts will be receptive to you, your word, your will, your way, oh, God. Hallelujah, so that we will be all that you would have us to be. You said that great things you do, but greater things we are able to do because we are your children. We're connected to you. So, Father, bless us and keep us, and we give you the honor, we give you the glory, and we give you all the praise. Hallelujah, Lord, forgive us of our sins, shortcomings, how we drop the ball. Hallelujah, but help us to pick it up and move forward. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. And after that prayer, Lord, don't move the mountain. Just give me. Thank you. Reverend Carolyn Williamson is a woman of God. She's on the road now traveling because she had a task to do. and she's been in the ministry for over 30 years. She's traveled throughout the community, and she travels now and ministers to all the jails, prisons, nursing homes, anywhere you are. You on the street, you in the elevator, she will minister to you. She can read you, and she will minister to you for well-being. So anywhere her feet take her, her car takes her, and her voice can be heard, she will minister to you. Even on the phone, she ministers. You know, if someone's not feeling good, and you know, she can feel it in your spirit. And so we want Reverend Williams, because she always has a song on her lips or in her heart, and her heart's desire is to love God's people and have his people reconciled back to him. Not away from him, but back to him.
Hallelujah.
And lastly, I know she is a spirit-filled woman and a willing worker, a willing servant who loves God. I know she speaks from her heart, and she's going to bring us a living word of God today, because that is what she knows, and she does not deviate from that. So that's one thing I do know about her. If it's in her mind and in her spirit about God, she's going to give it to you. We will be graced by Reverend Williamson, and I know we are going to be blessed as we hear what God has put on her heart. After we hear the next song, True Vine, and maybe Reverend Williamson will have a song to give us, we will hear from her what God has laid upon her heart. Amen. Yes. It's in your hands, Reverend Carolyn Williamson.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I just pulled up.
Yeah.
In my driveway, yeah. But to God be the glory. Oh, bless the Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Master. Hallelujah.
Thank
God
you.
God is
thank
so
you.
Good.
Yeah.
I just bless God.
All the time.
I bless God. Thank you. Oh. Hallelujah. Thank God for traveling grace. Thank God for hallelujah. For his faithfulness. He is faithful.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That's
he
why
is
I
so
to
faithful.
Be connected.
Yes.
Glory to God. Woo, thank you.
Amen.
Jesus.
The
his
right connection.
Faith to be connected. To have the right connection. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not going to prolong the time. I'm going to read the scripture here for us today. Hallelujah. And share a little bit of a song. Just put it on my put it on me, sis. Bless the Lord. I really didn't have one, but I've been singing this song.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to sing a little bit. Hallelujah. You don't know like I know what the Lord has done for me. Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
You can't tell it like I can. No, no, no.
Come on
now. No. What the Lord has done for me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You don't know like I know. Oh, thank you, dear Lord. Yeah, what the Lord done for me. Hey, hallelujah. You can't tell it like I can. Oh, no. What the Lord has done for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jesus picked me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And he turned me all around. Oh, yeah. Yes, he did. Jesus placed my feet. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
On a solid ground. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, like I know what the Lord has done for me. Hey, you can't tell it like I can, hallelujah. But I don't know what the Lord has done for me. You don't know like I know. You don't know like I know what the Lord has done for me. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. You can't tell it like I can. No,
can't
no,
tell
no,
it.
No, no. What the Lord has done for me. Ooh, Jesus picked me up, hallelujah, and he turned me all around, oh yes he did, yeah, Jesus placed my feet, oh yes he did, on a solid ground, yeah, you don't know like I know, thank you Lord. What the Lord has done for me. Thank you, thank you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God.
Amen.
Can't nobody tell it like you can tell it. Hallelujah.
Nobody.
Don't nobody know.
Amen.
You know
amen.
What the Lord God
that's
has
right.
done for you. Hallelujah. Thank God.
That's right. That's right.
For this day, I'm not going to prolong the time. Our scripture reading. John, St. John, the 15th chapter, hallelujah, verses 1 through 8, I call to your attention, says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine. Ye are the branches.
Yes.
He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. If a man abideth not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my word abide in you, ye shall ask for you, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. Hallelujah. And the word of the Lord is already blessed. Father, we thank you once again. We pray, God, that you would speak to our hearts. Hallelujah. Yes. Pray that, God, as your word says, he that has an ear, let us hear. Hallelujah. What the Spirit has to say unto us, O God, that we may take thy word and hide it in our hearts, that we not stand against thee, but that we will be all that you will have us to be, all that you saved us to be, delivered us to be, strengthen us, hold us, and mold us. Hallelujah. To be, and we be, you be glorified in Jesus' name. I ask and pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I am my Lord. Talking about the right connection. Hallelujah. You know, in this day and time, everybody want to be connected to something, and everybody want to be connected to somebody. I thought about how we want to have the right connection with our cell phone so we can keep in touch with family and friends. We want to have the right connection with social media. We want all these right connections, but I find that in this day and time, nobody wants the right connection with Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that I know that there are some believers, some Christians, some that has faith in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. That even though there might be a slow connection, glory to God. Hallelujah. But at least they got the right connection. Hallelujah. I'd rather have a slow connection than to have no connection at all. I wish I had a witness here. Hallelujah. And so I want to encourage, no matter where you are in your walk with the Lord, I want to encourage you to make sure that you have the right connection with Jesus. Amen.
Come
Hallelujah. Jesus says here in the text, He says that I am the true vine and my Father is the husbandman. Hallelujah. In other words, to have the right connection, we have to know who Jesus is. Come on, somebody. Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. That's so true.
We have to know him not only as a true vine. We have to know him as the Savior of the world. Mm-hmm. We have to know him as a bright and morning star. We have to know him as the lily of the valley. We have to know as the master. He's the Savior of us all. He said, I am the true vine. This is John speaking on based on what he heard Jesus said. And so I'm a firm believer that whatever the master says, it is so. So if he tells me I am the true, he is the true vine, then I must be willing to confess that Jesus is the true vine. I must be able to witness that Jesus is the true vine. Hallelujah. I found
out
when it comes to vines, every vine is different. Hallelujah. But I'm so glad this vine, come on somebody, this vine is like no other vine. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that this vine knows that his Father is the caretaker. In other words, my Father, Jesus said, because I am the true vine, my Father takes real good care of me. My Father strengthens me when I need it. He leads me. He guides me, instructs me. I'm trying to encourage somebody that get the right connection. When you find out who Jesus is and who his Father is, you can't help but to get the right connection. And once you get the right connection, you know, hallelujah, that you become a branch, hallelujah, that's connected to the true vine.
It's
the true vine. But in order for you to be connected to him, have the right connection, you got to know who you are. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You got to know who you are in the true vine.
Jesus said here that every branch in me that bears not fruit is taken away. I'm too glad that God
hallelujah.
Takes in every one of us. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
even when we as a branch is not being fruitful, when we're not bearing the fruit, when we're not producing, being productive, hallelujah, he don't just throw us away because he sees the potential in us. So aren't you glad that he picked you up and dusted you off and propped you up? Oh, bless your name. Hallelujah. He prop you up, hallelujah, so that you can bear some kind of fruit. Hallelujah. So Jesus said here, but being that we are the branch, we have to bear fruit. And I like this part because it reveals that he just don't get rid of us real quick, okay? Thank God for patience, hallelujah. Thank God for holding on to us as a branch. And he says that whatever I have to do to cut off for you, to move out the way, hallelujah, that's hindering you from being effective, that's hindering you from bringing forth fruit. Well, whatever I have to do, I'll just have to cut it off. I'll do some pruning. I'll do some purging. I'll do some separating, because more than anything, Jesus don't want a branch to be connected to him and not being fruitful. I wish I had a witness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so, hallelujah, he's encouraging us to make sure that we have to have the right connection. See, I found out that when we're not connected, we're ineffective. And that is bad to be a Christian and be ineffective in your walk. It's bad to be a Christian and be ineffective in your talk, in your lifestyle. That means that you're not bearing fruit if you're ineffective. But I'm so glad, hallelujah, thank you, that Jesus says that I got to prune you. I got to remove some stuff that's stifling, that's hindering your growth. You know, there are folks that are hindering your growth. Come on, somebody. They're doing whatever they can to keep you from being fruitful for the kingdom of God. They do whatever they can to keep you from producing the fruit that the Lord would have of you to produce. But let me tell you, hallelujah, when you're have the right connection to Jesus, the true vine, you realize and recognize that you have value in you. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that Jesus wants that tight, right relationship. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Tight, right connection with, hallelujah, with him. And let me tell you, when you know that you're connected, hallelujah, when you know that you have the right connection, that you're connected to the true vine, you can have peace in every circumstance. Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah. Yes.
No matter what storm comes your way, because you know that you're connected to the true vine, and that you know that your Father is making sure that he take care of you. He's building you up and giving you hope in whatever trial and tribulation that comes. He strengthens you when adversities come. I hope you know circumstances are going to come. Trials and tribulations is going to come. Adversity is
every
come.
Day.
But when you're connected to the true vine, when you have the right connection, hallelujah,
Jesus,
as the songwriter
says,
this joy
Jesus.
That I have,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. That the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. I'm talking about the right connection. Let me tell you that when we have the right connection, when we get connected to the vine, when we stay connected to the vine, hallelujah, we can have effective Christian living. I tell you, staying connected to the vine will make you live right. Glory.
That's right. Right.
Being connected, having the right connection, being connected to Jesus, the true vine, it'll make you talk right. Glory to God. Huh? It'll make you walk right. Hallelujah. It'll make you love your enemies. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Huh? It'll make you do good unto those who despitefully misuse you and say all manner of evil. I'm trying to tell you, you got to get the right connection. You got to get the right connection. And Jesus, as the true vine, is
the right connection, and he desires for you and I to bring forth fruit, though, whatever he has to do, that we are clean and purged to be fruitful. He has the permission to do it. He says that we are cleansed through the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Master, for speaking your word to us. The Bible says in John 6:28, I think it is, it said, know the truth, and the truth is what makes you free. Glory to God. We can't clean. We can't be clean unless we know the word of God. And knowing the word of God is knowing that God's word is true. I'm talking about the right connection, the right correction. John 17:17, it says for us to become sanctified, become holy, become set apart, oh, glory to God, with the word of God.
Why? Come on.
Because his word is truth. I'm talking about the right connection. I don't know how nobody feels about it, but I thank God that one day I was not connected, I was connected to a whole lot of folks. Oh, glory. I was connected to a whole lot of things, and I didn't want to let go of folks. I didn't want to let go of things, but I found out one day that if I have the right connection, then being connected to Jesus as divine, then he knows whom I need to be connected with. I wish I had a witness. He knows the right people.
Come on, come on.
In my path. He knows how to order my steps in his word. He knows that. I trust him with all of my heart, and I'm not leaning to my own understanding, but in every one of my ways, I acknowledge the true vine. Oh, glory to God. See, when you don't have the right connection, you can't acknowledge Jesus as the true vine. Oh, but when you get the right connection, oh, glory to God. When you get the right connection, you got a made-up mind that you're not going to let anything, anybody separate you from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. I'm talking about the right connection. When you got the right connection and you're determined to stay connected, by faith in God's only begotten Son. Let me tell you, you're prayed without ceasing. Come on, somebody. I'm talking about when you have the right connection. You'll be like James said in James 1:22. He said, be not hearers only of the word of God, but he said, be ye doers of the word of God. See, we can't get clean unless we do what the word of God says, He said, Jesus said that if you abide in me, if you stay in me, if you get in me, if you don't let anything or anybody pull you out of me, he said, I'll be in you, because you are the present, and you cannot do anything. You cannot bear fruit all by yourself. I wish I had some witness.
Nope.
But let me tell you.
Come on.
To have the right connection. Hallelujah. You can bring forth fruit. Glory to God. Jesus makes it perfectly clear that except you stay connected to me. Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. Except you know that you have the right connection. Hallelujah. With Jesus. Hallelujah. The vine and his father, the husband and the caretaker, I know he'll take real good care of his branches. Come on, somebody.
Let me ask you,
is he taking care of you? Glory, is he taking care of me? I thank God for taking care of us, his children. Hallelujah. Because we have the right connection. Because we recognize Jesus as a true vine, no matter what other vine tries to sprout and try to grow up and try to rule and try to be supreme, there's only one vine.
Come on.
Jesus is the true vine, and he's superior.
Yes.
He's supreme. He's supreme and superior. And oh, my God.
He is.
The crowed over everything, but you and I, we have the right connection. Oh my God, let me tell you something. Israel
was considered
as a vineyard of God, and God was taking care of Israel.
He provided for them. He took them out of slavery. He was leading them to the land flowing with milk and honey. And they murmured and they complained. And instead of them bringing forth sweet grapes, hallelujah, they became bitter in their sin and their rebellion against God. And sometimes we can find ourselves just like Israel. Hallelujah. We can be rebellious and disobedient towards God and what God says.
Hallelujah, with Jesus.
God.
Amen.
But he said that if you don't stay in him, if you don't be fruitful, he said that I have to cut you off because all you're doing is taking up space. And it's sad that you got a whole lot of people that they're taking up space, oh, my Lord, because they're not getting fruitful. Jesus died that we could bear fruit. He came that we could bear fruit, that we could be connected to him and stay connected to him. And because we're not being fruitful, he said that we wither up, we shrivel up like prunes.
Yeah.
We ain't got a praise on the inside of us. Glory.
Come on, Jesus. Sing it.
On the inside of us. I don't know about you, but the songwriter said, when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, hallelujah, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I can't help but give him praise. I heard a songwriter say that I am who I am today because God used every one of my mistakes. Aren't you glad that when God saw you as a fruit tree, a vine that wasn't being productive, that he didn't throw you away, but he put out some stuff, glory to God. He separated some folks out of your life because he seen that there was some potential on the inside of you. He knew that you were capable of bringing forth the fruit that would please him, that would glorify him. So whatever he has to do, he did it. But you got some folks that are just stubborn, some folks that are stiff-necked, some folks that are hard-headed and rebellious, and they don't want to stay connected to the vine. They don't want to abide in him. They don't even want him to abide in them. And so because of that, they begin to wither. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. They begin to wither. They begin to shrivel up. They can't give God praise. They can't live right, walk right, talk right. Oh, my God. They can't treat their brothers right. And so he gathers them, and they're cast into the fire, and they are burned because they didn't do what God wanted them to do. They didn't be what God wanted them to do. They didn't bring forth fruit that God desired they to bring forth. I'm trying to encourage somebody to get the right connection.
Yeah.
The right connection.
Yeah.
Because when you get the right connection, hallelujah, I like this, when you get the right connection,
come on,
that you'll abide in me.
Yeah.
And my words will abide in you. Glory.
Right in
hallelujah.
You. Mm-hmm.
Some folks, they have a whole lot of other stuff on the inside of them. But here we encourage them to let the word of God dwell in our hearts richly. Hallelujah. See, when the word of God abide in you, you'll be able to make melody in your heart unto the Lord. Songs and hymns and spiritual hymns. You'll be able to encourage somebody, hallelujah, to seek the Lord while he may be found.
You'll
be able to encourage somebody to repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. You'll be able to encourage somebody that God is not slack concerning his promises, but he's long-suffering toward us, because he's willing that none perish, but it all come to repentance. I'm telling you, but you got to have the right connection. You got to have the right connection. And the right connection is confessing and acknowledging that Jesus is a true God, and that his Father is a caretaker, and that we must stay connected unto him. We must abide in him. We must be fruitful.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, because he says, my word abide in you, that not only will you be fruitful, you can go and say, Daddy. You can ask your
Daddy.
Hallelujah. For whatever you will. If you need power, you can say, Daddy, I need more power. Glory to God. If you need strength, you can ask him for more strength. Glory to God. If you need love, you can ask him for more love. If you need to learn how to forgive, you can ask him for
how to forgive,
whatever it is. He said that if my word abide in you, glory to God.
Come on now.
Let my word stay in you. You can come to me and you can ask me whatever you need. And he said it'll be done unto God today. Hallelujah. That you got the right connection. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad today that you hooked up, tied up, and taken Hallelujah.
Aren't you glad today that you made up in your mind that you're going to let everything that is hindering you, hallelujah, that's keeping you from being fruitful, that you want the master to move it out of the way, huh? Because you want to let
come
the light
on, come
shine.
On.
You want everybody everywhere to see Jesus, to talk to the saving grace. And the knowledge of Jesus Christ. See,
yes,
when you
Lord.
Got the right connection, you know how to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Yes, yes.
Well, I know that everything you need, he'll add it under you. When you got the right connection,
yes.
You don't mind going in the highways and the hedges. Boys and girls, to come that God's house may be filled. When you got the right connection, you know how to deny yourself. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. You know how to present your bones as a living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. When you want the right connection, you won't be conformed to the things of this world, but you'll be transformed by renewing your mind. I'm talking about the word of God will get in you, hallelujah, and you'll be able to bear fruit, bring forth fruit that will glorify God the Father, hallelujah. But we got
come
to
on.
Make sure that we have the right connection. And having the right connection, he said, I am glorified. I am pleased. I am happy. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord.
You're glorified. You're exalting me. You're lifting up Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That's what gives God glory. When he sees we lifting up his son, when we're blessing his name, when we're doing the work that he would have us to do. I don't know about nobody. I want God to be glorified in my life. Whatever
Jesus.
I do, wherever I go, I want God to be glorified. And he said, because God is glorified, you're bearing much fruit. He said, you are my disciples. I'm reminded of Jesus said, hallelujah, that we are to love one another. Because the world will know that we are his disciples by our love for one another. I'm trying to encourage you today to get the right connection. And once you get connected, hallelujah,
be fruitful.
Glorify God, Glorify God. Present your body, as a living sacrifice.
Become
crucified with Christ Jesus, because our lives is not our own. They've been bought with a price.
Hallelujah.
He came and he gave his life at Calvary. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
They went
to that place. Hallelujah. Where he gave up the ghost. And he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing.
When
we're not connected, hallelujah, when we don't have the right connection, glory to God, when
we don't abide
in his word, when we don't let his word do what it said that it is to do, when we're not being fruitful, glory to God, when we're not seeking him, when we're not drawing close to him, whatever we're not doing, hallelujah,
God is saying,
Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. Hallelujah.
Let us be encouraged.
Hallelujah. Let us, hallelujah, make sure that we have the right connection so that we can be fruitful and be all that God would have us to be. Hallelujah. That he is glorified. And this world can see that there are disciples of Jesus Christ. There are followers of Jesus Christ, because Jesus gave his life. Hallelujah. So that we can get connected to him. Hallelujah. And stay connected to him and bear forth fruit and abide in him and act in whatever we will. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But he's coming back again.
Thank you.
He's coming back again.
Hallelujah.
And I don't know about nobody, but I get excited. Glory to God. Because everything
going on,
it's not the end of the story, but we have to stay connected and do all God will have us to do. Hallelujah. Trusting in him, knowing that, hallelujah, this earth belongs to him and the world. And the scripture says the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof and the world and they that dwell in it. Everything belongs to God. He is sovereign.
Yes.
He's in control. And we as God's people must make sure we have the right connection so that we can be fruitful,
yes,
and do all that God would have us to do. And when he comes,
yes,
back, hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. He died. Hallelujah. But he rose. Hallelujah, with all power.
Yes, he did.
In his,
yes,
hand.
He did.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And he's sitting at,
yes,
the right hand of his Father. He is our,
yes,
soon coming King. Hallelujah. He is our soon coming King. Glory,
oh,
to God. And I'll get excited.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It ain't over until he says over. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So I continue to look,
yes,
man, continue to look to the hills. Hallelujah. From whence cometh thy help, knowing that it all cometh from the Lord God, our Creator. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes,
the,
yes,
and the earth,
yes,
and we keep the right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And when he,
thank
comes
you,
back,
Jesus,
he will give us the greatest report card that,
yes,
we could,
Lord,
ever receive.
Yes.
That is the well done, my good and faithful servant. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes.
You were faithful. You've,
yes,
been faithful. Hallelujah. You ain't been perfect, but you've been faithful. Glory to God. And we
come
kept
on
the right
connection. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Right.
We kept the right connection,
yes,
with the right person. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And that is Jesus Christ, the true vine, and his Father, God. Hallelujah. Who is the caretaker of,
oh,
all of us. All of us. God bless you today. Thank you. Hallelujah. I give God praise.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Get the,
yes,
right connection.
Thank you,
right,
Jesus,
connection.
Thank you.
God,
thank,
bless
you.
God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Ooh, amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
He keeps doing great things for me. Yes, he does. He does. He keeps doing great things for me. Yes, so we have the right connection. So as long as you got that connection and that power cord, he's going to continue to do great things for you. You'll stay connected.
Amen.
You know, you won't lose no power. You'll have a direct connect. You don't have to go through no cord. It's your heart to his heart, and we will be right there. And so we just thank Reverend Carolyn Williams for that wonderful and powerful message today.
Yes.
The right connection taken from John 15:1-8. I am the true vine. And as we heard songs earlier talking about the true vine, yes, that right connection. She just laid it on us, laid it out and laid it on us. And we just appreciate her taking the time out of her busy day to grace us with her words and her talent. And now we want to have invitation to Christian discipleship. And after that, we will have benediction by Reverend Carolyn Williamson. Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know what I was
Amen.
Waiting for? I was waiting. Thank you, Lord. Well, I thank God for this day. Hallelujah again. There may be one in
Amen.
Radio land, hallelujah, that don't know the Lord Jesus, don't know this true vine, that don't know the Savior of the world, that would like to make a confession, a decision to follow, to get the right connection. Glory to God. You can have all the other connections in the world, but it pays to have the right connection, hallelujah, with Jesus Christ. So we invite you to confess that you are a sinner, hallelujah, and confess Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. He'll come into your heart, hallelujah. Invite him in, hallelujah. Say, Lord, I want to be connected to you.
Yes.
I got a lot of connection with other things and other folks, but I want to make sure that I have the right connection. And the right connection is knowing that you is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the true vine. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I want to be connected and I want to bring forth truth. If they're one, we thank God. We say welcome to this great family of God. Hallelujah. That's the best decision that you could ever make. Hallelujah. For those who made the decision.
Yes.
Those that might have been disconnected because of problem, it don't matter. Hallelujah. It's a good time to get reconnected. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
so no matter where you are, whether you connected, you got disconnected, reconnect. Hallelujah. Get the right connection, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And the blessed part about it is that he will no wise cast you out, whoever comes
cast
to
you
him.
Out. That's
his
right.
arms are stretched out wide to receive you. Hallelujah. All you have to do is acknowledge that I'm a sinner. I've sinned against you. I'm coming back home.
Yeah.
I need this connection more than I need anything. And he welcomes you back. Hallelujah. And the
Hallelujah.
Angels in heaven rejoices over one sinner, over one person who has been turned away, got disconnected, that's going to come back and be reconnected and have the right connection. Welcome to the family. We're the rejoicers of that one that who has surrendered and given their life and got the right connection today. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Now,
amen.
Father.
Amen and amen.
Now, Father, we just bless you once again. God, as we get ready to dismiss from this place, never dismiss us from your presence. Hallelujah. God, continue to help us to keep the right connection. Hallelujah. Help us to encourage others to get the right connection, Father God. And whatever, whenever your appointed time, dear God, you bring us back together. Hallelujah. And we will be careful to continue to give you all the honor and the glory and the praises. Hallelujah.
Praise.
Let your faith, let your glory, let your peace, your strength, everything that you need it shine upon us, oh God, as bright light in this dark world, that someone would come and get the right connection. We ask and pray this with a sincere heart in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We want to thank Reverend Williamson for that prayer, for the benediction, and for being with us today. She's been a blessing in more ways than she probably knows or understands. And so a special thank you, special shout out to her for being our special guest today and for sharing her message as the right connection. You know how we always looking for that power cord for our cell phones. It seems like, oh, do you have an iPhone connection? Do you have an Android connection? Do you have this? Do you have an iPad connection? Do you have this connection? With Jesus, you don't need all that. You just have to ask. He's there, and you have the right connection. You don't have to worry about no special cord.
Come on now.
You don't have to worry about being energized. You don't have to worry about, can I borrow? And you just go direct connect. You don't have to worry about nothing. You don't have to ask for nothing except for being accepted by him. And so her words were more than powerful, as the word power, saying, it's because of the right connection. And we have our own power cord to Jesus. All we have to do is dial one for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Ghost. And you're right there. Thank you, Jesus. Just say his name, and it's right there. We don't have to go no far. We don't have to do no special prayer. Just dial 111, and we are connected. So we want to thank her for being the true vine. You know, because I am the true vine, and my Father is a husbandman. You know, we don't need nothing else but him and that connection. As long as you got the connection, you're going to have power for life. The Energizer Bunny, even though you have to be recharged, but you got that, the Duracell. You've got Ever Ready, but you got Ever Jesus and God being that connection for you. So we want to appreciate, like I said, Reverend Williamson for giving us that message. And hopefully there are a lot of people who heard your message, because it doesn't take much to get connected to God, to Jesus, and to the Holy Spirit. Just open your heart, open your mind, and give it to him. And it's like you just start floating. You just start floating on that air. And that's all you have to do. You don't have to do too much anything else. And just be grateful and thankful, and just give it to him. And you know, he takes care of all your worries. You know, and if your battery gets low, just say Jesus, and you're like, look, you get that dose of power. You don't need no taser. You don't need no cardiac panels to get charged. You got Jesus. You don't need nothing else.
Come on now.
If I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. I don't need nobody else. I got him right there in my pocket, in my front pocket, my back pocket, all around me. I got I'm not trying to preach or re-preach or anything. I just appreciate, you know, her having the power to preach that word. She always brings power to our Let's Do It Radio listeners, our Let's Do It Radio community. And every third Sunday she speaks, unless we have her on special occasions. But she is one powerful, spirit-filled, energized, charged, overcharged, energized. She's just some of anything. You can call her up and she start preaching to you. So that is our connection that we have to her. And so we thank her for, like I said, for just being there. And as she was traveling from one destination to get home, we was asking for her traveling mercies that she did get home safely and still praying. We didn't even know she was at one place in charging. So we want to thank her. As we just are so grateful. Thank you.
Amen. We do not own the rights to any information or music you hear at Let's Do It Radio.
Amen. I'm going to play Helen Baylor, If You Abide in Me. That was part of her message today. If you abide in me, abide in you. Amen.
Amen.
If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, then you shall ask what you will, and it shall be given. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, then you shall ask what you will, and it shall be given.
Yes, get that power cord. Get that power.
If you abide in me, and my words abide in me,
Then you shall ask what you will, and it shall be given. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, then you shall ask what you will, and it shall be given to you.
Thank you, Helen Baylor. If you abide in me, and you know if your battery gets low, you know you can always ask Dottie people to sing.
Hallelujah.
On time God. You get that charge right there. It's like, there you go.
Come on now.
Come on,
come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come Yes, he is.
Yes, he's an all-time God. Yes, he is. And you know when those fiery darts come through, it's always good for him to be a fence all around me. Yes. Thank you. Yes.
Hallelujah. Let's just take it back a little bit. 1, 2, 3, say. You might as well go ahead and get your dance on. Jesus, be a man. I'm asking you to protect me. I know you can. I know you will. Fight my battles. I keep still. Protection.
It goes from Jesus being a fence around me to being a bridge over troubled water. Yeah.
Don't trouble the water.
Yeah.
I won't.
Leave it alone. Why don't you? Why don't you?
Yes,
let it be.
Yes, yes.
Still water.
You need that connection with Jesus to be that bridge over troubled water, as Reverend Williamson spoke on today. John 15:1-8, I am the vine. And we're going to be graced with a song by her. Reverend Williamson, please go ahead with your selection.
Amen.
Amen.
I belong to you. Yeah. Oh, Daddy, I got your DNA. I'm so proud that I'm yours. You're my daddy. Yeah. You're more than
I'm on now.
The ground I'm standing on. Yeah. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. You're more than, oh God, mm-hmm. The wind in my lungs. Oh yes, you are, God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your word defined me. Yeah, you're inside of me. Yeah, you are mine. My reality, oh God, you're my reality, Lord. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, I belong to you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, I do, oh God. Oh,
yes, you do.
Abba, Father, we belong to you. Yeah. Oh, my God. You're closer than
Yes, Lord.
Uh-huh. Get on my bones. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my
Thank
God.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. You're closer than, oh, God. The song on my tongue. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank
glory.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Lord. Your thoughts define me.
Yes,
you're
yes.
inside of me. Yeah. You are my reality. Oh, my God. You're my reality.
Lord.
Yeah. Oh, Abba, yeah, I belong to you. Yes, I do, oh God. Yeah, all of me, oh God. Yeah, yeah. Abba, Father, Daddy, Abba, Father, we belong to you. Oh, yes, we do, oh, God. We belong to you. Yeah, yeah. Oh, God, your word defines us. Mm-hmm. You're inside of us. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You are. Reality. Oh, yes, you are. We're nothing without you, Lord. You're my reality.
Yes.
I don't know which way to turn without you, Lord. Oh, I'm a father.
Thank you.
I belong to you. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Abba, Father, Daddy, Abba, Father, we
yeah. I want you to know, oh God, I confess it, oh God, yeah, yeah. You're more than, oh God, yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
The ground we're standing on, Lord. Oh, my Lord, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes,
oh,
yes.
My God. Yeah. You're more than the wind in our lungs. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, my God, my God. Yeah, yeah. You're closer than, yeah. Oh, glory, the skin on my bone. Oh, yes, you are, Lord. Yeah, yeah, oh, God. You're closer than, yeah, yeah. The song on my tongue. Oh, yeah. Lord. Oh, God, your word defined us.
Yes, sister, yes, sister, yes.
You're inside of us. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, you are.
You are mine. Oh, yeah. You are reality. We got the right connection. Yeah, yeah. You
yes,
are.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Hallelujah. You're divine and we're the brightness.
Yes.
You are reality, yeah.
Yes, 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 you are. Yes, you are.
Our Father, I belong to you. We belong to you. We belong
yes,
to you.
Yes,
yes. Yeah, yeah. Thank you,
Jesus. Amen, amen.
Glory,
yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Master,
amen.
Thank
amen.
You.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
We belong to
amen.
You.
Amen. Thank
yes.
you. Thank
yes.
you. Thank
amen.
You. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Do not cut that
amen.
Umbilical cord. Do not cut that power cord. Be always connected
amen.
To
come on, church.
Jesus. Always be
amen.
Be connected. And next lesson we'll hear. Next lesson. Next song we'll hear is clean this house. After we have that connection, we want to make sure we have a clean house every time we sup with the Lord. So this is clean
amen.
This house.
Oh, yeah. Lord, I thank you for forgiving me over and over again. Yeah. I'm calling on you, Heavenly Father. I'm down on my knees. Say, call on you no matter the hour. Lord, I'm in need. I've been messing up, done lost my house, done lost my job. Wife walking out, these church folks say they my friends, but I'm all they talk about. I've been doing wrong, I'm so sorry. Lord, please forgive me. We confess to Him, He'll remove all wickedness. The blood from your Son will wash me from my sins. Clean this house from the inside out. Restore me. Take away my business doing it, no church or no Bible study, ain't been in my word. Now I know better than this, can't live my life in sin. We confess to Him, He'll remove all wickedness. The
So yesterday was the last time I cried.
Or I may as well walk away. 'Cause
answer to those tears. You know, Jesus is always the answer to those tears of crying.
Say it again, Jesus. There's power in the name of
Jesus.
There's healing in the name of
Jesus.
There's salvation in the name of
Jesus.
The Bible says that demons tremble at the sound of that name. Jesus. My sweet rose of Sharon, my lily of the valley. Oh, that's the reason I say that
Jesus is the answer for the world today.
If you have some questions in the corners of your mind and traces of discouragement and peace you cannot find, reflections of the old past seem to face you every day. But there's one thing I do know, that Jesus is
cannot climb.
I know your skies are dark. You think the sun won't shine. In case you don't know, but the word of God is true, and everything He promised, He would do it for you. That's the reason I say,
Jesus.
Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above
the way. Yes, he is. He's the way, and he's the only person who can break every chain because there's power in his name. Amen.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power in the name.
Power.
Yeah.
We know where it is,
yes,
to break,
yes,
break every chain.
Break
every chain. Come on, say it. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. There's an army rising. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain.
You know what? It's, oh, a happy day. Nobody can sing it. Well, other people can sing it, but Aretha, sing us some Oh Happy Day, please. Thank you, sister.
Well, 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 well.
It was.
Sure enough.
My Lord.
How
how happy day. Oh, happy day. Oh, a happy day. Oh, happy day. When Jesus washed the Lord. Oh, when he washed.
Oh, yeah.
my sins away.
That's some soul singing back there. Yes, but there's nothing like after you have an oh happy day, and you're the best thing that ever happened to me.
Yeah. I've had my share.
Yes, I
well
have.
Now.
Life's ups and downs. God's been good to me.
That's so good, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's my
and the downs have been seen.
Come on now, come on now,
come on now, come on now, come on now. Come on now. Yeah.
Great is your mercy, Lord. loving kindness towards me. Your tender mercies I see day after day.
Thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus, for your great mercy. And we're going to hear, you know, his eyes on the mercy, his eyes on the mercy, his eyes on the sparrow, because after you have great mercy, you know he's got his eye on you, no matter how big or how small. Could be the tiniest of insects, the grandest of animals. God has his eye on the sparrow, the itty-bitty sparrow, so you know he has his eye on you.
Amen. Come on now.
That song.
Why should I feel discouraged?
Don't have to sing, Sarah.
Why should my heart feel lonely and long for heaven and home when Jesus is my portion?
Yes, please.
A constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow. And I know, he watches over me. His eye is on the sparrow, and
I know
he watches.
He watches.
Oh, dear. Thank you, Lord.
I know she wants to be.
Yes, he does. He watches me. Yes, he does. Thank you, Jesus. He watches over each and every one of us. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Yes,
we do not own the rights to any information or music you hear at Let's Do It Radio.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Each and every one of you for listening to my noise. Yes, for joining us today, for just being there. And thank you so much, Reverend Carolyn, for being the guest speaker and for sharing your message, the right connection, talking about that power cord, basically, speaking from John 15, 1 through 8. Talking about I am the true vine and my Father is the husbandman. And you have been listening to Sunday Service, where you can find this program and all past episodes on Let's Do It Radio, found on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. I am your hostess, Miss Inez, owner and fashion designer of Anais Dalco Designs, broadcasting to you worldwide out of Yakima, Washington. And Do It All in the Mall has been in business for over 13 years and is a safe and secure 24/7 online shopping mall, providing over 5,000 of your favorite stores, as well as stores you may not be familiar with. You can shop for anything you need and find great listening entertainment all in the comfort of wherever you may be. There's a religious section that you probably don't know is out there, as well as other sections. So just go to Do It All in the Mall and look at the stores and see what you see. But in the religious section, you have Bibles in all languages, religious charms, T-shirts, there's gift shops as well, and more shops coming. And if you have religious items you want to put in the mall, contact us. Go to contact us information on the homepage and type in your name and say, hey, I want to add this. We'd be more than happy to do that for you. And as you shop through the mall, the more funds we build up and a commission is earned on qualified purchases, which goes back into your community where your money matters. And you can change lives and make lives matter while making a difference nationwide. So do us a favor, do yourself a favor, do the world a favor, and make Do It All in the Mall your shopping headquarters. It's just as easy as typing in doitallinthemall.com, pressing enter, and it's just like you're shopping at Walmart, Target, Amazon, eBay, Home Depot, anything you can think of. But the thing is, we get a commission off of your qualified purchases. So it's safe, like I said, it's secure. It's on the HTTPS, which the S stands for secure, so you know it's safe. And it's just like going through the normal channels, except for you're helping us making a difference in the world. And so we would like for you to tune in Tuesdays through Fridays and on Sundays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern, or 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, depending on the show that's going on. And so we just appreciate each and every one of you listening and taking out the time. Again, we appreciate our Sunday speakers. First Sunday is Reverend Carolyn McCullough. Second Sunday is Dr. Ralph Steele. Third Sunday is Reverend Carolyn Williamson, who you heard today. Fourth Sunday is Reverend Ronnie Marshall, which he'll speak next week. And on our fifth Sunday, we have Reverend Heather Lynn Andrews Watkins. So please share this information with the church, and you can share it on social media. You can share it anyway by word. Hey, did you ever hear about Do It All in the Mall? No, I haven't. What is it about? Just send them to doitallinthemall.com. And they're not going to hurt anything. They can peruse the website. They can see things they've never, some of the things they've never seen before. But go ahead. have them peruse it, and they can join in on our segments throughout the week as they are posted. And we just appreciate each and every one of you, like I said, joining us on today, July 18th, 2021, on this third Sunday service. And may God be with you. You know, may he watch between you and me while we're absent, one from another, and put bow your head in this prayer. Do it all in the mall prayer.
Lord Jesus, we ask you to help us to understand and strengthen us to provide for ourselves and our communities by working together. It takes each and every one of us to come together as the kings and queens that we are and have always been. Thank you.
Amen.